This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyway, the text program says that the odds makers, yeah. You know, they do like the, you know, the playoff predictor.
Yeah.
Mariners, 92% chance. Houston, whoa. 76.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
It's got to be based on those schedules we just talked about.
Schedules,
right?
And then maybe they have the tiebreaker too.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
But, that Houston gets to host their three against Seattle, though. That's weird. 92% for the
That's
Mariners?
What I said. I was like, my gosh.
But all of them are like a half game from not making it. Well, I put it this way.
Feels like it's a coin flip for a bunch of them,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Two of the three will make it, right?
Yes.
Because there's nobody. I mean, my Royals have faded.
No, the Royals are five back. The Guardians are 3.5 back. So maybe, but essentially, yes, two of the three should make it.
Well, and Texas is the likely team to not because they're already two back. But
yes.
There's only 15 games left. But I don't know. That's weird. I don't know how they come up with those.
Yeah, I'm trying to look and see what the...
I think that's kind of stupid.
What the...
Probabilities.
Yeah,
but what are the odds? What are, like, if I wanted to bet?
That I don't know. I just was looking at the playoff chances. Like, the Mets right now, 48.9. Where are the... Going here to the Mariners. See, on this is Baseball Reference. And they have the Mariners at 84.8.
I've got the betting odds here. So who do we want first? Mariners?
Yeah.
Odds to make, minus 1,100. Odds to miss,
wow.
Plus 650.
I am only talking numbers here. Mm-hmm. I want the Mariners to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But am I wrong that plus 650 is a pretty good value?
I would agree.
I mean, basically, that means if you make that bet six times, you expect it to win once. And I think you would. Right?
Yeah. What's Texas and Houston?
Let's see.
I think the big thing is that Houston hosts both Texas and Seattle. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Because none of these teams are good road teams.
No.
Of course, it doesn't list either of them. It's only listing Arizona, Cincinnati, Cleveland, New York, San Francisco, and Seattle.
I did see today the Diamondbacks are making a push.
Are they?
Yeah. They're only like three back of you guys.
They're plus 2,500 to make it if you like them.
Well, this is—it's interesting.
I already have a ticket on them.
So I thought
it was dead, though.
So this is FanGraphs and Baseball Reference, and again, I don't. So this is where the person said the Mariners 92. According, so Baseball Reference has the Mariners just to make the postseason at 84.8, so 85, and they have the Astros at 62, and they've got the Rangers at 52. But
wow,
I looked at FanGraphs, and they must use a different sort of projection because they have the Mariners at 91.92. The Astros are at 77 and they have the Rangers here at only 27.5. So
All right.
Yeah, depending on how you look at it, it does feel like at least according to these two, the Mariners are in the catbird seat.
It'd probably be the Mariners and Astros.
Yes.
Now this one says the Astros minus 310, yes, plus 250, no.
Yeah, I guess with the Astros and Mariners tied, I don't really see why the Mariners
it must just be
are so much
It must just be scheduled.
And more of a longer shot.
And it sounds like if, because they're tied right now.
It's not to win
the
division, it's to make the playoffs. So they could still not win the division and beat Texas out for the third wild card spot. That's why.
Okay, that's why. Okay. Now we're on the same page.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, babe.
Hey, I just got a notification about the Blazers. Remember them?
Yeah. You know, that season is actually like right around the corner.
Yeah, well, I was reading an article the other day that was talking about Anthony Davis may miss the opener, and I'm like,
street clothes.
What are you talking about? Opener.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's right around the corner, man.
And then he had surgery on something.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. Did you read about that? What his ailment is? I can't remember.
Yeah, whatever.
But then I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, that's like 6 weeks from now.
Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere Danny is touching himself right now thinking about it. You know me. I will pay attention to the NBA come Christmas, and that's a big fat maybe.
Well, you know me, and you know that I will pay attention to the NBA maybe after the All-Star break.
Did you?
You're a loser.
Did you see what the Crypt Keeper had to say?
Dude.
What did he say?
Yeah.
So he, where was it?
Well,
was
wait
it,
a minute.
He was,
can we?
We should probably break.
Can I call a timeout?
Yeah,
here?
You can call a timeout. You can take the ball.
We got a whole other hour.
Yeah.
Actually, three of them.
Yeah.
So let's do that next.
Yeah. Adam Silver said one of the more.
I have that audio. I played it yesterday
great.
When I report.
It is one of
great.
The most idiotic.
Uh-oh.
Billy Madison, at no point did you come close to a coherent thought that I've ever heard a commissioner say.
Okay, well, we'll get to it next.
Yeah.
The Blazers thing, I got a notification. The Allen family estate has announced formal plans to sell its majority stake in the Trailblazers.
So didn't we have that?
And the rest of the story says nothing. Oh. Like, so basically. It's all been out there for weeks,
yeah.
But the estate is now saying, yep, we're selling.
More importantly.
They're on top of it.
Tom, our new owner.
Tom
one
Dundon.
Of his partners.
I think I know where you're going here.
Panda Express Boys.
Yeah.
Is what now?
the lady that owns, the family that owns Panda Express is a partner in the new Blazers ownership.
In the ownership group.
Which means...
100 points, free orange chicken.
Yeah. Now we're talking, baby.
Not only that, I believe she went to Oregon State,
yeah,
so she
did.
Got local ties, too.
Dude, if I go to the Moda Center next year, and there is not a combo B platter.
You need an orange chicken giveaway for the points thing. No chalupas, orange chicken giveaways.
Yeah, and I want pandas in the building.
Ooh, I like that.
I want to go get a combo B platter with some spicy orange chicken. It's new. It's delightful. And some Beijing beef. I want to sit my ass in that seat and eat some Panda Express and watch the Blazers.
Are you talking about Peggy Chern?
Yes.
She's a Beeve.
Yeah.
She founded Panda Express, and she's part of the Blazers
that's right.
ownership
yeah.
group?
Yep.
I'm more excited about this than I am about Tom coming. No offense to Tom. Let me talk to Peggy. I love Panda Express.
You're probably going to get a Panda Express in the arena, right?
That's what I'm saying. If not, I'm going to be pissed. Panda's my favorite fast food. Let's go.
All right. Well, suddenly a lot to get to.
Yeah.
Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.